Coach, after the first one gets by Pav, did you like the way that not only he but your entire team kind of settled in there? And
yeah, especially the way it went in, right? He gets a bad break on it. He's lined up right, and it goes off our D-man skate, and then he played a really smart game in the net. He tracked the puck really well through the seams, especially there in the second and, of course, in the third.
I know you were outshot in tonight's game, but did you like the way that there weren't a lot of second and third opportunities?
Yeah, it was an unusual game. It was a first game back after the All-Star game. There's some strange defensive zone coverages probably for both teams. But did a pretty good job letting Pav see the puck. Like I said, he tracked those seams really well and needed to on a couple of them. And then cleared the front of the net pretty well, too. Yeah, because you go back to the Chicago game, it's the same concept. You're down 3-2. And, I don't know, we gave up four or five shots really in the first. We hadn't given up a whole lot. Most of some good chances we missed the net on. That was important. And then it happened again, because at 3-1 we get two incredible chances, Batan and Byfuglien. And that game goes to 5-1. We think it's over. But now they score right at the end of the second. And then we held again, you know, and got a lucky break on the four goal. But it was probably fair.
Why the success against the Central Division?
I think we've gotten better. You know, we're hoping to get healthy one of these days, but I think we have a better understanding of how the game's played in the Central now than we did in the past.
I think your group is taking steps mentally where you can handle, like, giving up a goal and then being able to regroup.
I do. To be honest with you, I think, and I'll include Connor in this, but there's been a settling of our goaltender, right? So Andre's come in, and even in the two losses, he's been solid, and there's a bit more confidence in front of him. Just moving a little bit better. You know, in a game like tonight, the goaltending has had, I think, a real big impact on. We're 4-2 since Pav's come up, and there's more confidence there.
You work for your results, but nice to see you get what proves to be the game-winning goal kind of just slide its way in there that Trouba got for you.
Well, you know what? You're wondering, when the two don't go for you at the end of the second, that's always something that's in the back of your head when you get chances like that and don't finish on it. We haven't had a lot of breaks around the other team's net, I don't think, this year, and it was good we got a break. Jake Trouba, by the way, played one hell of a hockey game. I mean, he was in the top two or three. He's big and strong, and he got stronger as the game went on. Powerful down low. He's just keeps getting better.
Another level that you maybe thought he had, or that he's shown to that point.
But he shouldn't have shown it to that point, right? He's not behind the curve. He's a young defenseman in this league, and he comes back bigger and stronger over one summer, right? He understands what it takes to be a dominant defenseman in the game. It's just development. He was on a good curve, right? But now you're seeing what a guy who gets a little bit stronger, he's more of a man out in the ice, and now he's playing like that. So the minutes are justified for him. He's earned all of them, and as he gets older, he's probably going to play even more. He's a big, powerful, I don't want to say kid anymore, he's a big, strong man back there, and he's driving the play defensively and offensively. That's what it's, I mean, when you got your fingers crossed and you're hoping a young defenseman is going to develop a certain way, that's the way they develop.
His drive to become like a number one D-man, though, has been evident this year, don't you think?
There's no doubt that his acceptance on both sides of the puck, what makes a great defenseman, right? So he's I think, always had a bit of an offensive flair to his game. When you're 19 and 20 and 21 in this league, you shouldn't be strong enough to battle those big men, and he's strong now. He's powerful down low.
On the road all week, just what does this win do to start off the road trip where you get back to within 1 point now of where you want to get to?
It makes for a lot nicer practice tomorrow, and we can stay positive and build from a positive point of view. Well, we need to. We missed those five guys, and we're getting some good efforts and good miles out of everybody.